Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
In the light of St. Patrick's Day, I have Carrie David on. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Caroline and Jason.
Hi.
How are you? So, Carrie
is the founder
and executive director of Over and Above, Over and Above Africa, which is a phenomenal nonprofit that has a unique model that she's going to tell the listeners all about, saving endangered animals in Africa. So, Carrie, take it away. Tell us all about your model, what you're doing. I think it's fantastic. I can't wait for you to tell all the listeners what's going on.
Thank you so much, Caroline. I'd be delighted to share what we're doing. Yeah. So Over and Above Africa has a really simple objective, which is to raise funds via subscription service from a global community, and then to use those funds to help prevent the extinction of endangered animals in Africa. So we call it affordable philanthropy because it was an idea to bring philanthropy to Main Street. I think philanthropy has this sort of elite feeling to it sometimes, that people think that's for rich people. And so how we directly impact our audience and what makes us truly unique is that we film the end results of the initiatives that we fund. And then we share those stories with our members on our site so they not only can see their money working, but they can experience their contributions making a difference. I'm not sure too many other people do that. We haven't actually found anyone that does that. Not saying it's not out there, but for us, that makes us really unique because it's full transparency and there's no more wondering, where did my donation go?
Yeah, Carrie, I think that's just amazing. That's exactly what people need, is to see where their money is going. What does a subscription cost, and what are the animals and programs that you've got going on? Or the programs for the particular animals?
Yeah, so it's $4.99 a month to become a member, which, you know, it's less than a designer coffee each month, and you get to participate in preventing the extinction of endangered species. We are really lucky and fortunate that we're working with the most amazing people in this field. We've teamed up with literally the leaders in conservation. So there's like Joe Peterson in South Africa was a famous cricket star, and now he's given that up, and he's just doing anti-poaching unit work in South Africa. So we're teamed up with him. We just completed a Boots for Rangers raise, which actually you can see that video on our site right now, which was extremely rewarding because it shows that it works. We asked for very little funding up front from our, hundreds and hundreds of donors. And then we got to go and film these rangers who had no idea that we were doing this for them. So, they put their lives at risk every day to protect these animals. They make barely any money each month. And the joy on their faces, it really, yes, they love the boots, but it was so much more than that, and it was all about the fact that people from across the world cared about them, acknowledged them, and they felt amazing. You can see it on their faces. It's beautiful to watch. So highly recommend everyone goes to overaboveafrica.com to see that video. That's one of our current projects.
Yeah. Let me just comment on that. That video was incredibly compelling, and you're right. They had so much gratitude. And let's just talk about what the Rangers, I love the boot. You're literally giving them boots on the ground because what they're doing is protecting the elephants from poachers and just canvassing, this terrain, God knows, with snakes and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rhino.
right. Yeah, the video was great, and it's Over and Above, OVER and Above Africa.com if you want to look it up while we're talking. And the video is great. So continue. Go ahead.
I will. So I was just in Africa at the end of last year, and I was so fortunate to be invited to go out on foot safari with the Zulu anti-poaching unit at the Nambiti Private Game Reserve, who we've partnered with. So these guys, these rangers, they walk for 17 kilometers every single day. And that's just to lay eyes on the endangered species they care for. So that's the black rhino, the white rhino, the elephants. People will be surprised probably to understand that there's less than 5,000 cheetah left in the world in Africa, and that every day 100 elephants are killed by poachers, and every 6 to 7 hours a rhino is killed by a poacher, and these numbers are unsustainable. So knowing that these rangers are the last line of defense, we really want to take care of them and let them know that we understand how important their job is. They are out with the elements. They're out with endangered animals that, could attack. But the worst thing is they're out there sitting ducks for poachers who have extremely high firepower, and some of our guys don't even have flak jackets. So that's the kind of raise that we can do. It's sort of small to us. We're thinking, okay, well, we can raise that funds, but it's life-saving to the Rangers out there, and it just makes them feel special.
Well, I mean, so $4.99, you subscribe to your subscription.
Yes.
That is like you said, less than a designer coffee.
And
you're getting a continual feed of video showing where that $4.99 a month is going.
Exactly.
I mean, it really is a fantastic model. The other thing that comes to mind about the model is that a lot of people want to donate and they just don't know where to go.
Yeah.
It's a little overwhelming. So this is a very cohesive program that they can really, go to one place, donate, and it's going to a variety of different organizations. And I imagine they're all on your website, right?
Yeah, they are. And just to emphasize that is that anyone that we fund has been fully vetted by our extraordinary advisory board, and I really encourage people to check out our advisory board. It's the who's who of conservation and technology and politics. So we really understand that there has been a bit of a shadow cast over the nonprofit world with all of these alarming news stories coming out saying this CEO gets $2 million and, this CEO has several houses around the world. You know, we are we want to keep it streamlined, and we want to be extremely certain of where our funds going so that we know that people can say, okay, I invested in Over Map Africa and I got to see my funds and I got to experience what was happening in Africa through just $4.99 a month.
It's phenomenal. So tell us about the name. Where did you come up with Over and Above Africa?
I will. It's actually how I got involved in it. I was invited to a Save the Elephant fundraiser downtown. Mm-hmm. There was a presentation given by an organization actually outlining how bad the poaching crisis was. And as an animal advocate, I had no idea. But how they were doing it was they were showing us footage shot by a drone over Africa. And that drone had been flying over a park for 2 years. And wherever the drone was flying, there had been absolutely no poaching in that area. So in speaking with the CEO, I said, well, what are you doing with the footage that you're filming from those drones? Because it's extraordinary. I mean, the work they're doing is amazing. They beam back this information to the rangers. The rangers can see the activity. They can get out ahead of the poachers to protect the herds. I mean, it's genius. But the visuals of the footage, I thought, if everyone could see this, they'd feel so connected to Africa. So the drones fly over and above Africa. And it was just it was also like an element of an eagle flying over and protecting, what was beneath it. So that's how we got our name, Over and Above Africa.
I love it. You also talked about that you were a conservationist. Tell us about your trajectory to get to founding the organization.
I mean, my entire life I've been about animals. There's probably not one cause out there that I haven't, been donating to over the years. I think for me to get to Over Above Africa, I've always loved, elephants and rhino. I think they're so iconic and they're so synonymous with Africa that it was just so alarming to find out the statistics and that, within 9 years they will be extinct. That's for me, I can't even get my head around that these animals would be extinct. But the good news is that there is time to turn it around. There's a lot of alarming facts out there where people could go numb and say, well, it's too late or there's nothing I can do. And that's who we're appealing to. We're saying, no, actually, you can. And for less than a coffee a month, we will take care of the animals on your behalf and we'll share that with you. So that was my journey to it was the moment, it's like Oprah says, when you know better, you do better. I've always loved that and embraced that. And when I came out of that fundraiser, I knew better and I knew I had to do something. And I thought, well, if I'm an animal advocate and I didn't know this, how can I bring these statistics and this information to Main Street without terrorizing people so much they didn't want to act? How could we make it fun? And I thought, well, let's make it visually stimulating. Let's have award-winning photographers on there. Let's have beautiful drone footage and visuals that make people want to connect instead of, want to turn off. And I always use that Sarah McLachlan song on, when it comes on and you see all these dogs and they're in agony and I turn over. It has the opposite effect. I cannot watch that.
I can't either.
PSA.
It's so depressing.
I know, right?
I totally
agree
with you. Yeah, I totally It absolutely has the opposite effect on me as well.
It does. So I thought, well, let's not do that. Let's make it the opposite. Let's make it encouraging. Let's show these animals in all their beauty. And, you know, we have two sides to the site. We have for non-members. So you certainly get to come and see and experience what we're about. And then we have the member site, which is where we're going to do interviews with the people on the ground in Africa. And we've partnered with an incredible conservationist who just can't wait to talk to our audience. It's been extremely rewarding, and we've been endorsed by, well, literally everyone we've reached out to has said yes. In fact, just a couple of days ago, we were talking to Joe Peterson, who is a famous cricketer in South Africa, and he hung up his boots to come over and be a conservationist and takes the most extraordinary photographs. And his organization, Nkombe, does anti-poaching unit, and so we're working with him on a fundraiser we're doing right now for the Tula Tula Orphanage, which was just attacked by 8 men heavily armed who assaulted staff and killed the rhino. So we're doing a fundraiser right now for them, and you can access that on our site if you're interested in donating to that. So yeah, we're teaming up with the people who are doing it on the ground, and they want to share with our members what they're learning.
Carrie, your work is so great. We're speaking with Carrie David, is the co-founder of Over and Above Africa. We have to wrap up now. Unfortunately, I'd love to talk to you more, because I would love to go into why the reason that poaching is still so prominent, and there's a supply or demand, obviously, for the little supply, which is a whole nother conversation. So maybe we'll have you back on. You know, for $4.99 a month, my kids can be members. I mean, this is something that the whole family, and you can really get your children involved in conservation. And so maybe we'll do a fundraiser together here in Laguna Beach with my kids' schools. We'll talk about that. Carrie David, thank you so much for sharing your foundation, Over and Above Africa, with the Caroline's Cause Corner listeners. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Caroline. That was extraordinary. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll get you back on sometime. And for all the listeners out there, if there's anybody else fabulous that I should be interviewing, doing great things, please let me know via my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will consider them. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone out there. And until next time, be safe this weekend. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.